Am I the jerk? Maybe I am. Let's find out, Donnie. It's time. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you can present your submissions for Am I the Jerk, just like these fine folks did. So let's get it started.
Let's do it.
Hello, guys. A couple of months ago, some cousins and I went to a late night concert and stopped by Whataburger on our way back. We had placed our orders through the app since the drive-through lane was long. We noticed another party similar in size who was there before us, also waiting after we got our food to take back to my apartment. Upon everyone eating our food later, we noticed we had three extra combo meals. Am I the jerk for not checking the order, or should that have been the employee's responsibility? It was obviously too late to go back, so we split the food and ate the rest.
Oh, there you go.
That's a come up, baby. You have, that is not winning. Am I the jerk at all?
Somebody who is just feeling, looking down on you and thought you deserved a little.
You know what?
Extra.
Don't block your blessings. Yeah. There you go. This extra food.
That's on the restaurant. That's 100%
cheeseburgers.
100% on the restaurant.
I've always been of the mindset of what is too far to go back, as far as if you
10 feet
notice that an order is incorrect.
Well, the funny thing is, what if it's, if you didn't get the food you ordered and it was less, you would go back.
You always go back.
But if it's more, like, oh, cool.
Of course. Because I ordered food from a place, and when I got home, I always just pick it up. Yeah. I don't even look at the name.
I
tell you my name.
Why do that?
They give me a bag. I turn around and I walk out, because now you have so many delivery services. The person who ordered it, it's not theirs, so they don't know. They're just picking it up.
It's almost like fast food roulette.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's in this one?
I just grabbed the bag. I got home, and then and they seal it. So I opened it up, and I looked in, and it was for me and the wife, and it was just one thing in there. And I went, whoa, that is not my order. So fortunately, it wasn't too far away, because I always go pick up my food. I will go 25 minutes and pick it up, just put it in the car and drive home. But I feel 25 minutes is just too far to go back if the order is wrong.
Depends on if it's wrong or if it's like completely messed up. So like if you order a couple of sandwiches and you get one sandwich, I feel like you're thinking, I got to go back. If the part of that sandwich is missing, say they don't have any meat on the sandwich, you'll go back.
Yeah,
but if it's the wrong sandwich and you can deal with it, you'll probably just eat the sandwich.
I've done it before where I will call the place and be like, hey, I just picked up an order. I got home and this wasn't in there. And a lot of the times they'll just like, okay, and they'll credit you or send you something. I'm like, look, I'm not coming back up there. Is there a way you can make this right? I paid for something and you gave me like half of what I paid for. I've done that with pizzas and stuff like that before too.
Yeah, my wife will pick up the phone and call. I always feel like that's a little bit unnecessary.
If I paid $20 for something, you gave me $7 worth. I mean, you owe me $13.
There's always that line, though. Like, we always talk about, okay, I left my phone at home, but I'm halfway to work. Is it worth turning around to get my phone?
Depends on how long you're going to be gone.
Yeah, no, that's true. I did turn around and go back because I was starving, and I know that was going to be mine. Even if it was wrong, I'm with you, Travis. If it's a wrong order, I think I can manage.
How could you do this to me?
But if it's less food, then we have to go back. So I went back. Yeah, my wife will call in a minute. If something, even the smallest of things is wrong, I'll let it slide.
Yeah, usually it doesn't bother me. It's only if it's way off, like way off, or something I'm just not going to eat.
I'll tell you what, though, if I open that thing up and it's covered in gravy, I don't care if I drove 30 minutes. I'm going back. I am going
back. Why did you put gravy on this? It's not even on your menu.
I know I didn't order that.
No, we saw Donovan Lewis as a name and wanted to see if you would really drive another 45 minutes back.
And I will.
Hour and a half round
trip. You can take that gravy. You can take that gravy and shove it. Hello, gentlemen. It's Killer. I've got a question for you to define whether I'm a jerk or not. I sell residential HVAC for a rather large company in town, and sometimes between calls when it's super hot outside, I need some shade over the car. I will park near a pump at a local gas station. Pick one if you will be waiting. Let's see. Boy, that is between calls to go visit homes. I'll catch up on follow-ups. Oh, my goodness. Follow-up calls previous. Okay, you know what? I'm not even reading. I didn't edit that. I just,
we gotta have AI read through these.
My goodness,
too long.
All right, I took my dogs on a walk, but I forgot poop bags. We live in a new build neighborhood, okay, so there are plenty of unoccupied streets, and I let my dogs off the leash while we walk through the unoccupied streets. Once we get to the streets, they have people that have people living in them. I put the dogs on a leash and walk in the middle of the street. It's late at night, so no cars are driving down the streets. My dog decided she needed to pass a BM in front of an unoccupied house in the middle of the road. We're about a mile from our house. Am I the jerk for not driving back and picking up dog poop in the middle of the road? I feel like I am, but
yes,
wonder.
Obviously.
Since work trucks are the main drivers on the streets, I might have some leeway.
Oh, okay. So who cares about the workers?
Yeah,
you can't leave dog to do on the concrete.
Yeah, and if you don't have doggy bags, use your hands. Your dog.
Even the grass, it's egregious.
Just go back.
Yeah.
Just after you take the dogs,
yeah, you can't leave.
Put them back in the house. Just drive back and pick it up.
Come on.
I've done that before when you go, because my dog will drop butt several times.
Also,
it's a lot because he's a big dog. And if you can't go and pick it up, or you just use that, and man, because if dog poop gets on my hand, even a speck, I am grossed out. Even if it's my dog, it's gross. So I was like, you know what? I need to go back to the house and get another bag. And just, I race there and I race back to pick it up. So I'm pretty sure I got a side eye from someone because I did leave the dog poop there, but I went back to get it.
You covered then. You're fine.
Okay, good.
The problem with leaving it in the middle of the street, too, because he goes, oh, it's just work trucks. Well, so you just admitted you're walking your dog in the middle of the street. Are there other people that are also walking in the middle of the street? Other people that go out for a jog, they're like, oh, there's nobody on this street. I can run in the middle of the street. Oh, great. I just stepped in a pile of crap.
Yeah, a landmine of doo-doo.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
He is. Sorry, sir, but you are.
Oh, that's a nice, healthy walk for those dogs if you're about a mile from your house.
Seriously. Why they even drop butt right there in the middle of the street?
I know,
had to go.
That's something I would wonder if my dog would just do that in the middle of the street.
Cause we see it over here, cause there's, you know, not a lot of grass by the W, people walk in their dogs and they just go right in the middle of the sidewalk.
They have no choice.
And then sometimes you have to avoid those landmines as you're walking past burger joints.
Yeah, the people that allow their dogs to crap on the sidewalk here and don't pick it up are the worst.
What are we doing?
You should be arrested.
This is a heavily trafficked area.
And it's so funny because
it's ridiculous.
Signs specifically saying, please keep the dogs off the landscaping,
yes,
because downtown is concrete and they have the flowers out there and they're trying to beautify their place of a business. And then, man, they have dogs all the time just going number one and number two. I feel like that's more of a jerk than the concrete. I mean, you have to pick it up. But even having them leave it, the droppings there, when they specifically say,
and there's a sign,
no dogs on the landscaping.
Next time that happens, I'm going to stop and like, hey, let me get your picture real quick. Like, I guess you didn't see these five signs right here, huh?
I'm excited to see him do that because I know that you will.
Yeah, I've been meaning to try to get
a picture.
Is
it going
to
be of the dog or the owner?
I'll be like, hey, say cheese.
It'll cause
the dog's
both of them.
Kind of looking at you like,
kind of side eye.
Man, I have no choice.
And I can be like, what's your number? I'll send it to you because you're obviously very proud of this. You blatantly don't even care.
Okay, let's have lunch at Black Tap. so you
and
can
I'm
do
just
that.
Out there, yeah, got another one. You're like, who are you? The Poo Patrol? I'm like, yes, I am.
The Poo Patrol.
God, so many nicknames.
I know. We can get you a little hat.
That'd be great. I love it.
A little badge.
Excuse me. You can't go to the bathroom there.
All right, Maddie Poops, whatever you say.
This is Maddie Poops Poo Patrol. This is my poo voice.
Good evening to the great.
I mean, not when I'm going.
Your
I mean, like,
poo voice.
When I'm busting people. When I arrest the
people.
Yes.
Okay. I have a good jerk conversation for you guys. I bought two tickets 2 weeks ago for today's afternoon game against Seattle for a lady friend. She is no longer my lady friend.
Oh, that sucks.
So I went by myself today. The tickets were section 7, row 7, seats 12 and 13. Awesome seats. The question I have is, I own the two seats, 12 and 13. Selfishly, I was enjoying the game with an empty seat next to me until a Seattle fan of size decided to take my extra seat. He showed me his ticket, and it was row 7, seat 2, but his friends were on row 11, 8. I told him to go to his seat.
I agree.
I felt guilty afterwards.
Nope.
Am I a jerk for
nope.
not sharing seat 12?
Nope.
He was a man of size. Love you guys.
I don't care if it was a Ant-Man. It's no, you bought the seat.
Anthony Edwards? Man, I would love for him to sit next to me. That would be great.
What I'm saying is I don't care if it was a small a person of no size.
Oh, okay.
It's your seat. If you don't want somebody to sit there, I would do the same thing because I would like the extra leg room to be able to spread out a little bit. So no, I like, well, that's not my seat. Okay, well, you can either buy this seat that I bought or you can go sit in a seat that you bought.
Yeah, I got to agree. He did buy the seat. And like, I could see if you have, if you're a man of means and you want to go to a ball game and have a little extra space, you might just buy the seat next to you.
Well, the guy who sat down was a man of size.
No, what I'm saying is if you are just, if you buy your seat and you want to have some extra space,
right.
You
might just,
just buy that seat next to you just cause.
So or, you can have the room.
Right.
You can easily sit here and say, no, my friends, if you don't want to say, no, I bought the seat, your ticket's out, you go, oh, my friend's coming, he's running behind, right. Should be here at some right. point.
Well, I'll just move when he gets here.
And then, no.
Now would be great for me.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to sit there because it's not your seat. So,
and I see the usher, so if I have to, I will go talk to
You'll call Jesse?
I'll get Jesse on this, and he's not going to deal with this.
Actually, since I also have that ticket, I'm going to sit in that seat now.
You just keep swapping back
and forth. Well, then I'll sit in the one I'm gonna sit on the other side. Creighton, what do you think about this?
It would never happen to me.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Creighton. Creighton doesn't have a voice
you see,
today.
It's just slump shoulder.
That was a jerk move. I'm sorry. You can write in about me next week. Am I the jerk 13@gmail.com?
Yeah, I just, there's no way that would ever happen.
I guess I'm way too nice. It probably doesn't bother me. Like, whatever. Or I'm just really hoping and praying that the lady friend will show up.
Or
and,
a new lady friend.
Right, right. Another lady friend. And maybe that's okay. I just don't know if I challenge the person if they sit next to him. I'm like, whatever, man. I'm just here to enjoy the game. As long as you don't get in the way of my sombrero nacho hat and all the food that I have, then I'm fine.
Hey, you gonna finish that?
Oh, who is this?
I'm the man of size.
Seattle
man of
okay,
size.
All right.
You gonna get a boomstick together?
I think the consensus says that you are a jerk. But I'd let you sit next to me, big man. I would.
No, that guy's not the jerk.
I know, the Seattle fan. No, he's not a jerk at all. Jerk. Now, to say,
Hey, man, buddies came to this game and I bought a ticket nowhere near them, but I'm going to sit here.
Hey, go to your seat.
I'd be like, you're not going to sit
that
here.
That feels like maybe we can have a little unnecessary tension.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would just look at them with an incredulous look and be like, I'm confused. Here, say that you're the guy. That you want to sit here. And I'd be like, wait, I don't, but that's not your ticket. I don't, what am I missing something? Did you have
another
ticket?
Well, my friend's up there and the seat was empty. So I just thought I'd sit right here.
But that you don't have a ticket for that seat.
I have a ticket for the game, though. It's just to row up. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's not that seat, so.
Yeah, but that seat up there is.
But I'm curious, so do you?
God, I would move. If he kept talking to me like that. Dude,
with that tone, dude, you couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I was like,
but I'm curious,
you know what?
So what your ticket says row 15, and this is row 14. So I don't know if you're aware, but 15 actually comes after 14, so that's not that seat.
All right. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. Send in our scenarios.
We don't
Look who gets to sit by himself.